You're listening to SBS News.
An autopsy of George Floyd, the African-American man who died during an arrest by police in Minneapolis, Minnesota, has showed he died of asphyxia. Former police officer Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's back for over 8 minutes, with the autopsy deeming the pressure caused a lack of oxygen and blood flow to his brain, resulting in his death. It comes as protests over the death and the deaths of many African Americans at the hands of law enforcement continue across the country. Those protests have turned into chaos, with buildings set alight and violent scuffles between police and protesters. Mr. Floyd's brother, Terrence, has denounced the violence, looting, and destruction seen at many of the demonstrations and says peaceful means is how they will create change.
My family is a peaceful family. My family is God-fearing. Yeah, we upset, but we're not going to take it. We're not going to be repetitious. In every case of police brutality, the same thing has been happening. Y'all protest, y'all destroy stuff, and they don't move. You know why they don't move? Because it's not their stuff, it's our stuff. So they want us to destroy our stuff.
Come on, Doc.
They're not going to move. So let's do this another way.
United States President Donald Trump has criticized state governors for the unrest, calling them weak and demanding they take tougher actions on protesters. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the president wants to see the National Guard deployed to dominate the streets.
The president has made clear that what we are seeing on America's streets is unacceptable. Violence, looting, anarchy, lawlessness are not to be tolerated. Plain and simple. These criminal acts are not protest. They are not statements. These are crimes that harm innocent American citizens. The First Amendment guarantees the right of the people to peaceably assemble. What we saw last night in Washington and across the country was not that.
The protests in the United States have seen many leaders examining racism in their own countries. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been particularly vocal on the issue, drawing parallels between the experiences of Black Canadians and that of their U.S. neighbors. Mr. Trudeau says as a global community, it is time racism is addressed and the systematic discrimination which accompanies it stopped.
The status quo, where people face violence because of the color of their skin, is unacceptable. No parent should have to once again explain to their kids that they or their friends might face racism. It is time, it is past time, for this to change.
The United States Senate opened on Monday with leaders condemning the recent deaths of Black Americans by police and the February shooting death of Black jogger Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia by two white men. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says these incidents are outrageous and disturbing. Senator McConnell also called for the violence and looting that has sprung up in some cities as people protest around the country to stop.
To me, to a great many of my fellow Kentuckians, and to millions of outraged Americans, these disturbing events do not look like three isolated incidents. They look more like the latest chapter in our national struggle to make equal justice and equal protection of the law into facts of life for all Americans, rather than contingencies that sometimes depend on the color of one's skin.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer criticized President Donald Trump, stating that he has worsened racial divisions in the country.
The president seems unable even to address the underlying issues that the protests are about. Unwilling even to speak to the nation about racial justice. The president's policies have worsened racial divisions in this country. His rhetoric has consistently inflamed them. Either the president is too afraid to lead or is simply incapable. But all of us right now have to engage in the difficult work of pulling this country together and then forward.
On Monday night, the president said he would take action and mobilize the military to put an end to the uprising.
What happened in the city last night was a total disgrace. As we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property. We are putting everybody on warning. Our 7 o'clock curfew will be strictly enforced.
Immediately after his address, Mr. Trump and his staff walked to a nearby boarded-up church where protesters had been cleared out by the authorities just moments earlier for a photo opportunity. He held up a Bible and described America as the greatest country in the world. Asam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.